Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, I talk about personal growth through the process of creation. This is a topic that I've adopted as a personal mantra, so stick around because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Wake up with champagne, roll me an A. I told my mother I would quit. What can I say? I'm still breathing, falling in love every evening. Okay, so today's song is In Love by Henderson. The beat on this track is pretty low-key, but the lyrics are extremely addictive, and the overall feel of the song is positive. Check out the link in the description and enjoy. The blue season, blowing smoke in the air like exhaust pipes. If you try to copy my style, you get frostbite. Before we jump into the show, I wanted to mention a podcast to you that my friend Justin started last month, because honestly, I think you'll be able to get a lot from it, just like I have. It's called Optimal Living Daily, all about optimizing your life. But it's different from other podcasts because Justin finds the best blog posts on the web and then gets permission to read them to you. So instead of having to find the time to read those blog posts yourself, you can listen to them while you're driving, doing housework, at the gym, walking, etc., etc., etc. Some of the authors he reads that you may know include Derek Sivers, Leo Babauta from Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and other great productivity and personal development blogs. So after you listen to this episode, I encourage you to check out his show. Just do a search for Optimal Living Daily in your favorite podcast app, and you'll be on your way to optimizing your life. All right, one last announcement before we jump into the episode, I promise. I want to try something new here. Some of you have expressed the desire to be alerted of new episodes as soon as they publish. Well, here is your chance to do just that. If you text the word TINY to 38470, you can sign up for the show's list. Now, what this means is that when a new episode goes out, you'll get a short text with a really, really short overview of the episode. This way, you can decide if you want to tune in or not. Pretty convenient, right? So text the word TINY to 38470 and get yourself signed up. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and a philosophy I truly believe in is the idea of personal growth through creation. I would go as far as saying that this is a personal mantra of mine. I firmly believe that by creating something, you're giving yourself the opportunity to experience all the ups and downs that are required to grow as a person. These ups and downs lead to increased self-confidence, a new perspective, and a whole host of other benefits. Now, coming up, I'm going to dive into the three main benefits of creation and what they can do for your life. Number one, increased self-confidence. I'm going to pull an excerpt here from Mindy Kaling's latest book, Why Not Me? And for those of you who aren't familiar with the name, Mindy Kaling is the writer, actress, and comedian made famous for her role as Kelly Kapoor in the American version of The Office, as well as her own show, The Mindy Project. And to provide a bit of context, this section that I'll be pulling from is in reference to a question she was asked about where she gets her confidence. And I quote, "Confidence is just entitlement. Entitlement has gotten a bad rap because it's used almost exclusively for the useless children of the rich, reality TV stars, and Conrad Hilton Jr., who gets kicked off an airplane for smoking pot in the lavatory and calling people peasants or whatever. But entitlement in and of itself isn't so bad. Entitlement is simply the belief that you deserve something, which is great. The hard part is you better make sure you deserve it, end quote. Confidence is the feeling that you deserve what you're getting in life. It's that entitled attitude that, yes, can come from being privileged, but can also be earned from the success or failure of what you create. The simple act of having an idea and manifesting it in the real world, taking something that was once in your head and creating something that has a real effect on the world around it, something that has gravity. Whether it succeeds or fails, there is a sense of pride and an air of confidence that comes from this achievement. Number two, a new perspective. Perspective is important. I'm going to make an assumption here that most of the people listening to this podcast aren't from a heavily impoverished area of the world. Now, if that's true, then there's absolutely no way that you or I can begin to imagine what that reality looks like. As humans, we're only able to comprehend the things we have direct experience with. Anything outside of that experience can never truly be understood. This is why travel is so important, and I'll likely do an episode on the topic of travel in the future, but another thing that is important to change in our perspective is the act of creation. When we create something, whatever it may be, we're giving ourselves the experience of a creator. We gain new insights on who that thing can be valuable for. We start to understand what goes into the process of creating something. We experience what failure or success feels like, and we start to understand just a tiny bit more about the world than we did before. Without that shift in perspective, we'll always be stuck playing the role of passive consumer of the things others create without even the ability to appreciate the effort that went into creating that thing. And number three, new connections, new resources, strong relationships, and unlimited potential. Creating anything in today's world requires collaboration or communication with at least one other person. It's a brutal process that forces you to expand your worldview, consume new information, start to learn new things, and face your own shortcomings. In order to create anything worthwhile, you will need the support of those around you. You will need to connect with someone who has already done it, and you will need to find solutions to problems that you've never even considered. This process leads to change in your mindset and your community. Once your thing is created, you will have acquired unique skill sets and knowledge that set you apart from the general populace. You will have spoken with and worked with interested and unique individuals. You will have strengthened your existing relationships by relying on them for support. And when you look back, you will realize your own potential and how far you can truly go. After creating something that was once in your own mind, you'll find yourself craving the rush that comes with this process. You'll look for more opportunities at your job, more opportunities in your community, and more chances to experience that level of control. But ultimately, the most important thing you will take from it is the realization that you can truly create anything and everything you want in this world. The only thing stopping you is your own mental limitations and the time required to create that thing. Today's quest is to answer a simple question. What do you want to create? Now, I want you to be very specific with this. Identify a real thing that you want to create this year and post about it on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag MyTinyLeaps. This is worth 15 points. As many of you know, I'm doing one-on-one calls during the month of February with any of you listeners who want to take me up on the offer. Each session is 15 minutes long, and we can talk about anything and everything that matters to you during that time. My goal here is to be able to hear your feedback and concerns directly from you. I want your help in producing the show and deciding on what becomes an episode. So this is really your chance to tell me exactly what matters to you and what topics you'd like me to research. To sign up for one of these sessions, go to tinyleapschat.com and it'll take you to my scheduling page. Now, I really look forward to speaking with you soon. So head over to tinyleapschat.com right now and get her done. That's it for episode 25. We are a quarter of the way to 100, so I want to take the time to say thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review in iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Here is a great review by Jeff Agustinelli. Quote, I'm a huge reader and love to learn. Greg helps break down some great information into actionable content. I'll be tuning into this one. End quote. Well, Jeff, I want to say thank you for listening, and I appreciate you tuning in each day. If you'd like to have your review read on the show, well, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do that so that I can have the pleasure of reading your name and your review on the air. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you'd like to sign up to receive those alerts for when a new episode publishes, all you have to do is text the word TINY to 38470 and you'll start receiving them today. With that said, until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas, and remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.
God bless me, even though I'm through sneezing, and that we taking more shots than flu season.